piled to one side. Will he feed him after that? Of course, he estimated so much a bushel, and he knew how many bushels he had. He knew what the corn was worth. Then when the time comes, now I can either put these hogs in the meat market or in the meat box or I can take them to the market. Well, he'd get to what they spend for him on the market, don't you see? Bounce it up that feed bill. It wouldn't pay. He wouldn't feed him. He bought meat the year round. He never did have his lard like we did. We put up arch potatoes, sweet potatoes, all kind of vegetables that she could can. And we put up our meat and lard. She'd also, we take that fat, you know, and render it out. And then the cracklings, that's the rind of the hog. She'd mix lye soap out of that. Just put in white as you please. Had just a little bit of odor to it, and had no perfume smell to it, but it didn't take dirt out, I'm telling you. And it wouldn't smell on your hands.
I bet you ate a lot better than that.
And I tell you something, we were all taking a bath them days, and they did too, these other people. And number three wash tubs. Unless we had a good hole, clear hole of water somewhere we'd go to. As our boys grew up, they played that game, you see. They go swimming.
Do they know how to swim?
God, yes, never mind then. He didn't have but one boy at that time. And I had four. And they had neighbor boys besides him. They all played them water holes. Where it was clean, shady place this time of year, you know, not a place to swim.
Did they swim very often?
Pretty often, once or twice a week.
Couldn't they die?
A lot of, yes.
Gosh, I didn't know they had that much water.
Lord, we didn't have the big lakes then, but we had what we call these stock tanks, and then we'd have these big holes in the creeks where there'd be a waterfall, you know, eat it out. That's a good swimming place. And water's high. We're talking about them people drowning over Texoma Saturday morning. Now, three of them boys got out of the deep water. And there was one 16-year-old. He got it. But the 25-year-old boy drowned. I think they just drug him up this morning.
I'm eager to have my little girls learn to swim. They've got classes, and I think next year I'm going to send them. I've got one that can go, the other one's too young, but it's something I want them to learn.
Well, mine learned it right out in the country in stock tanks where the one wasn't too deep. Couldn't drown, you know. Hardly ever. Well, I find one that's deep enough for them to drown.
Did you have much wind here Saturday?
Saturday morning, between 2 and 3 o'clock, tried to blow everything away, it didn't sound like it. But I hadn't heard anything here. Tishomingo and Lake Texoma all down in there, it's what, Jack. They said that last storm was on, the waves on Lake Texoma was 12 foot high.
My goodness.
And I lost a lot of boats.
I saw some pictures of that on television. We just had a nice little shower up at Stillwater, maybe 50 mile an hour wind, but not bad at all.
It's too far north for it. It kind of went around us.
I don't mind that when it goes around me.
These people who are visiting up there now, they live in an old house out in the country. And they said that old house showed it pop and snap.